called it.
All right, and you've called it, but there's another term for it. When you say
poached it.
Poached it, or either, what's another one? We've got poached, coddled, or...
Fried.
Fried, yeah, fried eggs. What's that big black thing that maybe you used to put... Well, my grandmother used to make soap in hers.
Wash pot.
All right, what's another word for it? That's the same thing. It was like a... you would use this thing for anything else, too. What about the word...
The kettle.
Yeah, thank you.
Kettle.
All right. What do you call the container that you have your flowers in on one?
Dish.
All right, what's another word for it? What's that white one over there? That white one, what do you call that? Well, any of them. What do you call
it? Vase.
Mm-hmm, that's it. All right, when you're eating... And you set your table. What do you set out for us to eat with?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. If the dishes are dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to clean the dishes, and I must... What do you have to do with the dishes?
Wash them.
Okay. After you wash the dishes, what do you do to them?
Put them in a drainer. Pour boiling water over them and put them in a drainer.
Okay. When you pour the boiling water over them, what are you doing? What do you call that?
Scalding the dishes.
All right. What's another term for it?
Sterilizing them.
And what else? Rinsing?
Rinsing.
What do you call the cloth that you use to wash your dishes with?
Dishcloth.
Huh? What do you use? What do you... what do you call the cloth that you use when you dry?
A drying cloth. A cup towel, a drying cloth.
Okay. Where does cup towel come from? I don't know where that word comes from. I'm not familiar with it. I don't know. All right. What do you call the little washcloth that you use
Face cloth.
Scrub your face, that's good.
What
about the bigger cloth?
Towel.
All right. And when you turn on those pipes in the sink, what do you call those pipes?
Spigots.
Okay. And when when it gets very, very cold, you know, around here already, and we turn on the spigots and nothing comes out, you say, uh-oh, my pipes must have burst, and therefore my blank must have frozen. What problem?
The water froze, and you got to have a plumber.
All right, you got to have your plumber, and... So, what does he come to fix when he comes to fix that? All these things around here.
Pipes?
Yeah. Good. All right. People used to buy flour in a...
Barrel.
Okay.
You did.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in...
Kegs.
All right. Is there another word for that? I don't know. I'm not that
familiar. Well, we bought it in kegs. Let me see, kegs and large brown bottles. That's all I know anything about.
What about lard? Have you ever heard that word? Is that what it used to come in? Okay, well.
Yeah.
Did molasses used to, or have you ever heard that lard used to come in? A barrel of some kind?
Cans, large cans.
Large
yes.
cans?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle? That's right.
Funnel.
Yeah. Okay. And when they used to be horse and buggies, what was that thing you snapped?
Buggy whip.
All right. When we go to the store here, what does the boy put our groceries in?
Cart.
All right.
Paper bag.
Okay. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packed? In a what?
In a barrel.
And what else?
Bag.
Mm-hmm.
Bag.
All right.
We bought sugar in a barrel.